When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I clicked the button.
Which button?
The record button.
Does that mean we're recording?
Yeah.
I've never seen someone so excited about a recording.
Woo!
Oh my god! Wow, Greg,
start us off. Make it a good one. Let's hear the beginning.
Welcome to Two Guys Talking About Lettuce.
Lettuce.
My name is Greg Benson.
I'm talking about lettuce.
How's everybody doing today?
Lettuce.
Okay. This is a sling blade all of a sudden. This is,
lettuce.
I hope you guys are
talking about
real
lettuce.
Good. Some mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get creepy.
Yeah, you did.
For a minute there.
You do that sometimes.
Yeah, I'm a creepy guy. Hey, do you like my shirt?
Yeah. He has a shirt that has our friend Aaron Nyanda on it.
The Aaron Nyanda fan club, for those of you who are not watching this on the YouTubes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot to put on my fancy hat. I got a special hat. From my job.
You work at In-N-Out now?
Nope. My job is stealing hats from burger places.
But don't they just give that hat out?
They do. They give it out. I didn't need to steal it. You can also get a free crown at Burger King. Did you know that?
But who pays you to steal the hats?
No one does. So far, no one, but I'm hoping that I'll start making money on that soon.
Well, then you'll have to actually steal hats.
Yeah.
You're just taking the ones that people... that restaurants give out.
You're right. They're free hats. You're right.
Yeah. You're bad at your job.
I'm really not good at it.
So if anyone out there is looking for someone to steal hats, you haven't proven yourself yet.
I'm going to say that this didn't really go where I thought it was going to go. I thought you were going to be really impressed with my hat. I thought you were going to be like, whoa, Greg, cool hat. You did a great job, Greg.
You did a great job getting a hat that literally thousands of people get free every day at In-N-Out.
You're just ruining it all. You're killing my vibes, man.
I'm just showering you with facts.
You're bringing down my vibes.
Okay, California. Okay.
hey, you're in California. You're making fun of yourself.
No, I'm visiting California.
Did you like when we were at the thing last night? We went to a thing for the 4th of July. By the way, this is the 5th of July right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the 4th of July celebration at the Starlight Bowl in Burbank. Saw some great fireworks.
Yeah.
Did you like that they played that song? That I don't know what song it is, but the line is like, from California to the New York Islands. I don't know what song that is.
Yeah.
Famous song.
Yeah.
Did you like when it said from California, did you say to yourself, oh man, I'm in California right now?
No, I think I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at the fireworks.
Oh, that's too bad because it said the word California
song,
in one of the songs.
That song insults me because it just skips over where I'm from. Just skips over.
Yeah. Yeah.
From California. It should be from California to Madison, Wisconsin,
uh-huh,
to the New York Island.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
What
so,
it
you ha- so basically, it's this one stop with a change in Madison.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Got
to switch flights.
I mean, it's a long flight otherwise.
I got to tell you something. That's a weird airport to stop at for a changeover. The tiny Madison, Wisconsin airport.
It makes it unnecessarily busy there. Yeah. Unnecessarily.
That's weird.
Yeah.
People have to walk from... Yeah. Oh, you got to walk all the way from 2A to 2B switch flights.
You'd think O'Hare in Chicago would make more sense, but nope, it's Madison.
I feel like whenever anyone says O'Hare, they're just remembering what's on their head.
Yeah.
What's that thing that's on my head? O'Hare.
Yeah, that's how they got the name.
That's what it's named after?
Yeah.
My son wrote a joke.
Okay.
My son Charlie Benson wrote a joke. What do you call a mountain that loves toilets?
A pooping mountain.
Nope.
Oh.
Mount Flushmore.
Oh my god. That's good.
That's a mountain that loves toilets.
And Charlie wrote that joke.
He wrote it with his brain.
That's good.
You know, I feel like he's gonna be a successful joke writer. Are there places where joke writers they can just like write their own books or whatever, or they're hired by other people who are writing joke books? And so he'll make money off of stuff
of
like that?
Writing joke books?
Yeah.
Yeah, he can just write joke books.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you'd have to probably self-publish.
Yeah.
Or you know, he could like try to be a writer on TV or you know, and he just so happens to live in Los Angeles where he where it would be easier to do that.
That's where they have all the TVs.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, no, it's not the TVs, it's the TV writers they have.
I thought you were saying they had all the TVs here in Los Angeles.
There are a lot of TVs in Los Angeles.
Every house I've ever been to in Los Angeles has a TV. Yeah. Houses, apartments,
but you
condominiums.
Know what? If it was only Los Angeles that had the TVs,
yes.
The TV industry would fail.
You think
it
so?
Would, yeah.
But there are millions of people in Los Angeles.
That's true.
There's some like 7 million people or something.
Yeah, but they're not all watching the same thing at the same time, Greg.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. You know, we need to organize.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's, so you made a good point. So basically what Craig is saying, that's Craig Bensing who was speaking a minute ago.
Yeah.
What he's saying is that everyone in Los Angeles needs to organize and all watch the same show at the same time.
So that the show will be successful?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what
I'm
saying?
I guess. I don't really
That's
know
what
your
saying?
Point is. I thought you just wanted, I just thought you just like things to be organized.
My point is there are televisions all across the world.
Okay. Okay. If you say so.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen them.
This again, California, they don't know. They don't know about the rest of the world. They just
I mean, you live in Wisconsin. You'd know if they have TVs there or not. I'm guessing they don't.
They do.
I'm actually. Guessing they don't have any TVs there.
Yeah, but I'm telling you as a person who lives there.
I don't think so.
Wait, but you just said I would know, and yeah, I mean, I do know.
Listen, you'd know. I don't know. I'm saying no. I'm saying no.
But I'm the one who would know, and I'm telling you yes.
Look, there are no TVs in Wisconsin, and you can tell that that's the truth because that is the title of this episode.
There are no TVs in Wisconsin.
That is correct.
Maybe I'm wrong then. Maybe maybe I'm actually
it
wrong.
It says it right there in the title.
You know what we did? We just mimicked all news programs when they're talking to a politician. You would know. Tell me the facts. And then they tell him, no, that's not true.
Those are the facts.
Or they're talking to a scientist or something.
You know, listen, with the way that you describe the world, it sounds unpleasant.
Well, things about it are, but there are a lot of pleasant things, like fireworks. Like,
ooh,
yeah.
That was very pleasant last night. They went on for 20 minutes.
They did.
They were right there filling up the sky in front of our faces.
You know what else is? And it was awesome to see all the illegal fireworks on the way home that people were shooting off.
That was fun,
that
too.
That was awesome.
You drive down the freeway in Los Angeles on the 4th of July, you're going to see fireworks right next to the freeway your whole drive.
And you know what else is awesome? The bad air we have today in Los Angeles.
Air, all the fine particulates.
All the fine particulates in the air, so we didn't go for a walk this morning.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I looked outside today, and I was like, damn, them particulates is fine.
Yeah, okay.
that's
so you were attracted to the particulates?
Yeah.
Is that what you're implying?
Yeah, listen, everybody's got their thing. For me, it's particulates.
Okay. What is it about?
I'm particular about particulates.
Oh, my God.
What I said, two words, and it made you freak out. You're freaking out that I said two words.
So what is it about particulates that's so attractive?
They're fine.
Yeah.
They're so fine.
Yes. Yeah, they're very small.
Very small. They're about 1/30th the size of one of your hairs, a human hair.
And that makes you attracted to them?
They're so fine.
Is it just the word fine that makes you attracted
that's,
to them?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
Which is weird because if you go to a restaurant and they say, how's your food? And you go, it's fine.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, is there something wrong? You're like, no, it's fine.
You're attracted to it.
I'm just saying that it's a word that's a little confusing. Like if your meal is fine,
and if
you're enjoying it, like it's fine. You're enjoying it. There's nothing wrong with it. It's fine.
Right.
And then if they come over and say, how's your food? And you go, it's fine.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, do you want me to get the manager? I'm like, well, you can get the manager if you want. Sure. And then the manager comes over and says, is there a problem? And you go, oh, the food's fine.
The food's fine.
And then the manager says, well, what can I do to make it better? And you're like, well, nothing because it's fine.
Yeah. That would be a real problem for the manager, I think.
It would.
But then also you could say, no, the food is fine.
Yeah,
you could say that.
Absolutely.
How do you feel about the Fine Brothers?
They're fine.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. They're fine. Here's one thing that always amuses me about the Fine Brothers. They are now famous for a sort of a kids-oriented show. Mm-hmm. You know, kids react.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they have elders react and all that. I'm guessing they still do that. I don't know. I haven't seen a YouTube video in like 47 years.
Yeah.
But
weird. Wow. That's
but they're sort of famous for these kids related videos. Whereas if you look at their early videos, which I'm guessing they've deleted them all by now, they were all so inappropriate, not safe for work. I remember them telling me one time that they were trying to get a video They're trying to get I, Justine to act in a video that they wrote that was all about gargling cum, and she wouldn't do it. And I'm like, well, of course she's not going to do it. Why do you think she would do that?
Yes, exactly.
And they're like, yeah, but it's a really funny sketch we wrote about gargling cum, and she won't do it.
Yeah.
And like, uh-huh, that's correct. And now they make kids react.
Yeah, well, now I don't know if they do much. Do they still make that? I don't know.
I think they did. You ever see that video, A Kids React to I, Justine Gargling Cum? That's a really good one.
No. Yeah. I did not.
That's great. By the way, shout out to I, Justine and the Fine Brothers. Thank you so much for your sponsorship. Speaking of sponsors, we actually do have a real sponsor.
Wait, I, Justine sponsoring this?
Not really. We have a real. I was a joke. Now we have a real sponsor.
All right.
And I have to read the talking points. Hey, you whiny little bitches. Mm. Do you like singer-songwriter Tracy Chapman? How about weasels? Then come to Tracy Chapman's Weasel Emporium. Mm-hmm. Enjoy a fine selection of over 100 fresh live weasels from the woman who brought you Fast Car and Talking About a Revolution.
Okay.
Use code SEPTEMBER to have your weasel dipped in pure 24-karat gold.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely free. Only $799.99.
Wait. Free?
That's free? Hey, let me finish the talking points. That's Tracy Chapman's Weasel Emporium. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
The way you look? So you're wearing the gold-plated weasel? Is that... And you said it's free, but it's only $799.99. Yeah.
Absolutely free.
That's not free. That's money.
These are just talking points.
Tracy Chapman.
Yeah, Tracy Chapman. Fast Car, Talking About a Revolution.
I had no idea she was so into weasels.
She's into making money. Tracy Chapman, if you know anything about Tracy Chapman, she's into anything that makes cash.
Classic sellout, Tracy Chapman. Yeah, classic. Yeah.
Well, look, her first album, she had two big hits.
Right.
Like, you don't make hits on a record if you're not interested in making some money.
Well, you might be interested in making music that people like. You ever think of that?
God, I didn't think about that.
Huh,
so why is she in this weasel business?
It's never occurred to you that people do things just for money?
Well, then why is she in this weasel business?
Yeah, I don't know that she is. I think you.
I read the talking points. They're right there. You can see them on the screen.
Yeah,
I see them
on your notes app that looks like you typed up.
No. So, they sent me the talking points, and then I copied and pasted them.
When did you write this?
I got
notes.
Just like 5 minutes ago, I got the talking points.
Okay.
They sent them to me.
Who did? Your brain? While you were sent them to your fingers to type it out?
That's correct. Yes. I got the talking points. Was sent to me by them, my brain. I call them them.
Yeah, okay.
And then I typed them out. And I was like, well, I better type these out.
Yeah.
And so I can read them.
Okay, so that's you then.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't do any typing. I dictated.
Oh, you dictated?
Yeah, while I was changing into this shirt, I dictated this as like, I need a commercial. So I dictated this.
Yeah.
But these are the official talking points. And I want to point out to everybody, this is a real product. It's a real service. And if you want, you have to bring your own weasel, by the way.
What?
But if you want.
It's a weasel emporium.
I know.
It's an emporium.
Yes,
I know. That implies that there are a lot of weasels there.
No. What they do is you take your weasel there and they emporium it into the 24-karat gold. It's like this bubbling, hot 24-karat gold.
Just,
dip it in there.
You just made up a verb usage of the word emporium.
I don't think I made it up. I think if you look it up, if you look it up on the internet, you'll see that emporium is a verb.
No.
And it refers to when weasels are dipped in 24-karat gold.
That's very specific.
That's the meaning of the word. Listen, you can't just make up a new meaning of a word.
Yeah, you can. People do it all the time.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, like language is ever evolving.
I don't think it is.
Oh, no? Really? So you, the person who just made up the meaning of a word, think that that language is not...
That's correct.
Evolving.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. It is static.
This is the most bizarre ad spot we've ever had.
Well, I mean, it might be, but it seems to me like it all makes sense.
So why do you need fresh weasels, live fresh weasels?
Yeah.
And
you know why? Because if they're not fresh and live, then when you dip them in the 24-karat gold, you won't hear all the screams.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Why do you need to hear screams?
Those are inspirational to Tracy. It helps her write new songs.
Oh, that's why, like, her third album was called Weasel Scream. That's right.
Yeah. I love that album. A lot of people are like, I don't like the Weasel Scream album. I'm like, oh, my God, that's got some of her best songs.
Like what?
Like
yeah, how do you spell that?
With a lot of L's.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't even really hear an L in there. But
so don't. Yeah. You cannot, again, you can't change language. Words are spelled the way that they're spelled, Craig.
Okay.
I hear all the L's. All I hear is nothing but L's.
No, that would be oh.
I love that song. Yeah. That is such a good song. I saw Tracy Chapman in concert one time, and I was so disappointed that she did not sing.
Yeah.
That's the extended dance remix.
Oh, right. Yeah,
I got extra L's.
That part did make me feel like I want to dance. Like that part a little bit. You know, it's really good to have the talking points written down in front of me for this.
Yeah.
You should send these to me before we do the podcast.
Yeah.
When I'm not in person.
Great.
In person, by the way. I'm
You're right here in person with me.
Yeah.
Which is why the energy is so good.
Yeah, you feel it? You feel it, everybody?
I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it. I can reach over, I can touch your shoulder.
Yeah.
This is wild. This is wild. I love that you didn't
What did my shoulder feel like?
It just felt like an average shoulder.
What?
I'll be honest with you. Your shoulder felt very average.
I'm pretty proud of my shoulders.
It feels just like anyone else's shoulder.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
What else were you going to say? You were going to say something else before I interrupted.
You didn't mention anything about how use code September. Like I thought you were going to like go like, that's not even September. It's July. Why do you want to use the code September?
I could pick apart this thing for hours. For hours.
Yeah, but why don't you?
I moved on, but I guess, okay,
We have time.
Why September?
I don't know.
See, I knew that would be the answer. That's why I didn't ask.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. When's your birthday?
January.
Yeah?
Yeah.
January what?
23rd. You going to get me something?
No.
When's your birthday?
I might get you a weasel.
When's your birthday?
October 5th.
October 5th?
Yeah.
I'm buying you a car.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to buy you a Rolls-Royce Phantom Menace, I believe is what they're called.
Phantom Menace. That's Star Wars.
I'm pretty sure that's a Rolls-Royce car.
Okay.
It's the Rolls-Royce Phantom Menace.
Well, okay. I'm not getting a car then, I guess.
No, I'm going to buy you that car. It's going to be great. That car is like $1 million car.
Why don't you? That's amazing.
They're very
expensive. Why don't you not decide which car you're going to get until you do the shopping and discover what cars are actually out there?
I don't know how you're going to do shopping when you haven't decided where to start. You got to decide like what kind of car you want. But you, like, it's not like I'm going to go buy car and then you go to a place that sells car. No, you have to be more specific.
Okay.
Like if you want a Toyota Phantom Menace, for instance.
Yeah, okay.
Then you go to the Toyota place and you're like, I want to see the Phantom Menace.
There is no Phantom Menace, and especially that not every single car company has a Phantom Menace model.
Friend of mine has the Kia Phantom Menace.
Kia Phantom Menace.
It's a Korean car manufacturer, like Hyundai.
Okay.
Hyundai and Kia are made in Korea.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
and they make the Kia Phantom Menace, and it's terrific.
What is it? Can you describe it?
It's just, it got four wheels. It's got like an engine.
So that's,
you know, all the things.
Yeah, all cars. Yeah.
It's got windows. You can roll them down, roll them up. You know, whatever
like
you
electric
want.
Or
whatever
manual.
You like.
A manual rolling?
You get to choose. You get to choose either one. You can either do them automatic or manual.
That's not a selling point. I don't really want the manual rolling.
A lot of people like to have a choice.
Oh, yeah. Finally, I can choose how to roll down my window.
A lot of people like the choice to roll the window down. I'm just saying that's what people like.
They like the choice. Okay.
Yeah, give people options.
Listen, Greg.
Yeah.
I'm not getting a car, am I? For my birthday.
I promise you I am getting you the Rolls-Royce Phantom Menace.
No.
I'm going to spend $1 million on it.
Why don't you just stop with Rolls-Royce? Just say Rolls-Royce and then
Phantom Menace.
No, because you're not going to find that. You're not going to find that.
That is the name of the car. I promise you. You just wait until October 5th.
Yeah, okay. I will.
There will be you're going to wake up that day.
Wake up with a Rolls-Royce, that will be the funniest thing that has ever happened.
You're going to wake up, there will be a Rolls-Royce Phantom Menace on top of you in your bed.
Okay, now that's that would kill me because cars are heavy.
Well, listen, then maybe don't sleep in your bed that night, night before.
Okay, I'm going to go to bed October 4th, terrified.
Just sleep on the sofa.
At a random hotel.
Sleep on the sofa.
Uh-huh.
When you go back into the bedroom, you're going to find the car on your bed. And you're going to be like, how did it get in the room? It'll be confusing because the doors are too small.
Yeah.
So how not you, on the car, but the doors
have
in
the
your bedroom.
Roof removed, and then
I'm not sure how I'm going to do that part yet.
Okay,
but I know it's going to be a nice surprise.
Like, here's you're the not thing: I admire that you have made a plan.
Yeah,
I admire
that's my plan.
Making plans is useful.
I'm a man with a plan. That's why
and
they call me Stan.
Sometimes it's good to make a plan and then figure out how to make it happen. Yeah. I that's inspiring.
Sure, I'm an inspiring guy.
Yeah, but this is impossible and idiotic. First,
okay, now all I'm hearing is insults.
Yeah.
I'm hearing you insult me.
All I said was one insult, that it's idiotic. Yeah.
You said impossible and insult.
Impossible is not an insult.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
If something's possible and you say it's impossible, you're insulting the possibility. Do you ever think about that?
Okay.
Maybe you didn't think about that. You know who does think about that kind of stuff? Tracy Chapman, owner of Tracy Chapman's Weasel Emporium.
Okay. She's more famous for her music.
In Montpelier, Vermont.
Okay, that's the capital. That's the capital.
Yeah. Is that how they pronounce it, Montpelier? Montpelier?
I would
think it'd be French and they'd pronounce it Montpelier.
No, but I think they're American, so I think they would say Montpelier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like I hate when like Americans like hear a French term and then they pronounce it like it with American accents. Like, hey, let's go get some French fries.
Yeah,
instead of French fries.
No.
French fries.
That's you being in a French person trying to say American words. That's what you're doing
now. It says French in the name. It is a French term.
So do you think everything that French people refer to has the word French in
it? Yeah. Like let's take our French fries and walk through the French doors.
Oh, so they have
and then we can go outside in the French keys.
It seems exhausting to have to put French in front of everything if you're...
That's what they do in France.
Do we say, oh, this is my American desk and this
no,
is my American...
No, but we say, can me a slice of that American cheese.
Yeah, okay, that's one example. One example.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Hey, you want to watch a TV show? Sure, let's watch American Auto.
Okay, but... Okay, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody that was unrealistic because nobody wants American cheese. Nobody says, hand me a slice of American
people
cheese.
People who watch the TV show American Auto eat American cheese while they do.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah. Okay, I knew I was right.
I've never seen American Auto.
I watched four episodes of it because I had booked a role on it, and it was a really funny part.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, great, I'm going to be working on that show next week. So I watched four episodes just to see what the show's like. And they were great. I watched them on the website, and I was like, oh, my God, this show is really funny.
Yeah.
And then the next morning they called, and they were like, the casting called my agent and said, bad news, they wrote out Greg's part.
Was it because of your French accent you were doing?
I guess so, yeah. They're like, you can't just add the word French before things and call that a French accent. I'm like, that's what they do in France.
Yeah, but the role didn't require you to be French.
I guess not.
No. What is American Auto? What is that?
It's a show that's kind of like The Office, but it takes place in an auto manufacturing facility.
Really?
In business. Yeah.
Does it still exist?
I don't know. They did two seasons of it, and I was going to be in the last episode of season two, and I don't know if they're going to get a third season.
Well, since I've never... I don't even know what we're talking about. I know everything that's popular.
It was a funny show. It stars that lady from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Oh, Ellen Cleghorn?
Maybe.
what's her name from that
American
one.
Auto?
Yeah, the one from American Auto.
Yeah, I guess that's her then.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jane...
Curtin?
Curtin, yeah.
Lorraine Newman?
Yeah.
It stars one of them. I don't know her name, but she's funny.
Okay, great.
You watch the show and you recognize her. And you're like, hey, that's that lady.
I recognize somebody. I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how people are with TV and movies.
Yeah,
like if they're watching a TV show or a movie and they recognize an actor, they'd be like, oh, hey, it's that actor. Now I'm having a good time.
Now, well, that's the way it is in life, too. If I'm going to a restaurant, I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't recognize anybody here. This food is bad.
Speaking of recognizing people, we haven't talked about something amazing that happened last night. We went to the Starlight Bowl in Burbank, and Craig said, is there going to be anybody famous here? And sure enough, there were two pretty successful and well-known YouTubers there.
Yep.
And that was cool that happened.
It was my wife who asked if anyone famous was.
Right. And, okay.
It wasn't me.
Thank you for saying it correctly.
Yeah.
All right, so your wife said that.
Yeah.
And turns out there were two successful YouTubers there.
Who were they?
You and me. It was us. And that was awesome. And because I did not expect them to be there.
Greg.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Okay, now it's time for the Patreon-only bonus section, and guess when it starts?
I'm assuming right... Ooh, we're like 4 minutes late for it, actually.
It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah.
This is a long episode.
Is it? Oh, it is? I didn't know this was going to be a long
episode. When do you think it starts?
Probably right now?
Nope, right now.
Okay.
This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast.
And that's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section. Guys, if you want to hear some true comedy, you need to listen to that Patreon-only bonus section. That was a really good one.
That was a good one. I forgot we were in the Patreon-only.
Yeah, I know. Wow. But you know why? Because the material was top-notch.
It was top-notch.
Top-quality stuff.
Yeah.
I love top-quality stuff.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah. I've always been a fan of top quality stuff.
I think that's just a statement anyone would... That's just a non-statement. Everyone likes quality.
I know. Do you ever go to Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're not a fan of top quality stuff.
I wouldn't choose it, actually.
Well, yeah, but you have been.
I have been. Oh, yeah. You've never been to Taco Bell?
I mean, I have, but no.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
all right.
I feel like now you're trying to catch me in a lie. I feel like now you're trying to trick me.
Yes.
This is entrapment.
No, I'm not trying to trick you.
This is not going to hold up in a court of law.
I'm not trying to trick you. I'm just trying to point out the hypocrisy is what I'm trying to do.
I hate that movie.
Hypocrisy?
Yeah.
That's not a movie. You're thinking of Idiocracy.
I don't like that movie either.
Because we were just talking about that movie before this podcast.
Yeah, the hypocrisy in the movie Idiocracy.
What's the hypocrisy in that movie?
I don't know what either word means.
Okay.
So,
well, Idiocracy isn't actually a word.
Well, it is, obviously, because it's the title of a movie.
Right.
You can't just title a movie made-up word.
It is a proper noun.
Like the Godfather Part 2. Those are four words, and they're all real words.
Yeah, those also happen to be real words that they decided to title the movie. But Idiocracy is a word they made up to title the movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can just make up a word and they're like, that's the name of our movie.
Yes.
I'm going to call this movie Glorg.
Yes, you could. You could do that.
All right.
There could be a movie called Glorg.
Shoot, if anybody has heard this, you know what they're going to do? They're going to be like, Glorg, that's a great name for a movie. And they are going to
register. No one's going to say.
They're going to register.
No one's going to say Glorg is a great name for a movie.
Everybody listen to this. Everyone has a script.
You think someone's out there who's like planning or maybe even shooting a rom-com.
Yeah.
And they're like, we just don't have a title. We just don't have a title yet.
Yeah.
And then they hear you say Glorg.
Like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Best name ever.
I like the sound of it. I just like how it rolls off the tongue. Glorg. Yeah. It has nothing to do with the movie.
Here's why Glorg is such a successful name for a movie. Because just imagine the sequels. The sequels could be called things like Glorg 2.
Yeah.
Glorg 3.
This is not.
Let's say there's a fourth one. You know what you're going to call it?
What?
Glorg 4.
All right. Yeah.
Glorg 5 could be the fifth one.
Well, no, and then the sixth one would be Glorg Balboa.
They definitely are going to change it up for the sixth one.
Yeah.
And people are going to be like, wait, which one, where does Glorg Balboa fall within the, and they're going to go, oh, it's the sixth one.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, why didn't they just call it Glorg 6?
Because you're going to watch it because you're not going to think that you have to watch the other five.
No, do you know why they couldn't call it Glorg 6?
Why?
Because somebody else already made another movie called Glorg 6.
That was the first of the other person's series?
Yeah.
It was Glorg 6?
Yeah.
It's like there's a Bill Cosby movie.
Leonard Part 6.
Yeah, Leonard Part 6.
No one should ever watch that.
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-mm. I didn't see the first five. That's why I didn't watch it.
You know why I don't like that movie? Is that there are a bunch of scenes in that movie where Bill Cosby drugs and rapes women.
I know what you're going to say.
He does that. He drugs them until they're knocked out, and then he rapes them.
Let's not relive this.
That's what he does. That's what Bill Cosby does. Bill Cosby, America's dad, that's what he does.
He didn't do it in that movie, because I feel like if that's all he did, in the movie, that would raise some red flags.
I would guarantee you that he probably did it on the movie set while the movie was being made.
He probably did that. I'm not doubting that.
Can I just say that Bill Cosby is an absolute piece of shit?
You're not going out on a limb there to say that.
You don't think so?
No, no.
Well, would you say it?
Bill Cosby is an absolute piece of shit.
Oh man, you just opened yourself up to a lawsuit there.
Oh really? From who?
You can't just say anything you want about people.
Well, I think you can.
You do not want to anger rapist Bill Cosby because that rapist will get angry at the inference.
The inference?
Yeah, you are inferring that
I'm not inferring anything.
You're inferring he's a rapist.
I guess I didn't outright say it. Bill Cosby is a rapist. That's not inferring anything. That's just saying it.
Well, you did say it.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Do you know why I think people say that Bill Cosby is a rapist?
We don't have to talk about Bill Cosby.
No. I know, this is the last thing I'll say.
Okay.
I feel like the reason why people are saying that Bill Cosby is a rapist is because he has raped so many women.
That's right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's not funny. It's horrible.
Yeah.
But I do love making fun of him and pointing out to everyone that I really am angry about Bill Cosby because I've always loved his comedy and I've always felt like
this
I always
like
agreed that he was
like
America.
You brought him up.
I
on
know
this
because
podcast.
He makes me so angry.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah. It's upsetting. I watched the Bill Cosby show when I was a kid.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be like if finding out that one of your other favorite actors, like, say, oh, randomly, like Kevin Spacey, like finding out that he's a bad guy.
That's wild of you to bring up Kevin Spacey out of nowhere.
I mean, it is weird. And here's the deal. You never know who you're going to see in Los Angeles, because one time I was driving down Ventura Boulevard and I needed a place to park, and I parked right there on the street in a parking Spacey. And I'm like, oh my God, it's park. I can't believe I'm seeing parking Spacey right here.
Yeah. Oh, wait, so you saw a parking Spacey. That wasn't Kevin Spacey. Yeah, and it's also not called Parking Spacey. it's called Parking Spacek.
From Carrie.
Yeah.
From the movie Carrie.
Yeah.
Oh, and Coal Miner's Daughter.
Right.
I think that Parking Spacek has done some terrific work.
Sure, she's excellent.
Yeah, she's also in A Straight Story. Oh yeah. I wonder if Parking Spacek
in the bedroom, one of my favorite movies.
Yeah. I wonder. Do you think Parking Spacek has ever worked with Parking Spacey? Have they done a movie together?
I wonder if they have. They may have.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah. The battle of the spaces.
Of the spaces.
Trading spaces.
Oh, I used to love Trading Spaces.
But why not Trading SpaceX?
Oh yeah, well that's the Elon Musk version.
Oh,
this is a good conversation.
What is happening?
I'm really glad we're having this conversation. This is good stuff.
I think so.
A lot of times we talk about good stuff.
You know, we do. I think we. This is better when we're in person. Can you fly out to Madison to do these every time?
No, but I tell you what. Listen, you are in town for two more days. You leave a little over 48 hours from now.
Yeah.
So what we can do is cancel the rest of our plans. And if we record another episode every 45 minutes, we're going to get a lot of them done.
That's right. And they will deteriorate.
Do you think so?
They will get worse. Well, what? They might get better for a while, but then they'll get worse.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I feel like we got a lot of energy. There's a lot of positive vibes.
But you know that energy does deplete.
Does it?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Not with my son, it doesn't. Have you noticed that?
That's true.
That kid's got a lot of energy.
But he's 7. So
he is 7. Oh, yeah. So are you trying to infer that he should be doing these podcasts?
That's not what I'm trying to infer.
I feel like it would be very different.
I'm just inferring that we are old. That's all I'm inferring.
If Charlie took my place in one of these episodes,
yeah.
I feel like it wouldn't go the way you want it to.
I think it would go the way I expect it to go.
How would you expect it to go?
Charlie will say things and I will respond. I'll try to respond, and then he'll say new random things, and I'll try. Actually, it's like this podcast. It's actually like what we do now. I think it would work just fine.
Here's what would actually happen.
Yeah.
Charlie would make random faces and noises for about 30 seconds, and then he'd go, I'm bored, and he would walk out of the room.
That's true. I forgot about the walking out of the room. That's the thing you don't do. That's why this works.
Yeah.
That's the one difference is that you don't walk out of the room.
I'm thinking about it, though.
Uh-oh.
I love how your knee is up against the desk, and when you're moving around, it shakes the camera. Oh, in case you guys are wondering why the camera's shaking, it's because Craig's knee is against the desk.
So you're using the tone of voice where you, like, you try to say a positive thing, but you really mean the opposite? Like, you're saying, like, I love how you're knocking your knee against the desk.
Yeah, why don't you stop doing that? I'm getting seasick.
Okay. All right.
No, but seriously, I really liked it when you did that.
Oh, okay, I'm going
to
do it.
I thought that was great.
Now we're coming to the point where I'm going to solve a Rubik's Cube.
This is great. All right, this part's mainly visual. And even for the visual part, you kind of went too low and they couldn't even
see.
In fact, bring it down lower so they can't see what you're doing.
Okay,
then you'll just bring it back up and reveal it.
Okay.
All right, so right now, what Craig has is a Rubik's Cube. And it's actually not an official Rubik's Cube. It's some weird knockoff.
It is?
Charlie got at Amazon.
It's not official?
No, it's no. But it turns really nicely, doesn't it?
What does it need to be official?
I don't know. It's just not official.
It has all the colors. It has
yeah.
all the...
Yeah, I know, but the colors are slightly different.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to solve it. And listen, Greg.
You're good at solving Rubik's Cubes.
I am, except not. I guess not while podcasting as much.
No?
Well, but we'll see.
Because you can't talk much while you're doing it.
Oh, I can. Let's talk. What do you want to talk about?
So here's the thing. Here's what I notice about, like, when you say you're going to solve a Rubik's Cube, all you're doing is you're just, like, turning it left, turning it right,
yeah.
flipping it over.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just turning that thing a bunch.
Yeah, that's what you do. That's how you solve it.
Maybe that's how you do it.
How do you?
I don't. I have never solved a Rubik's Cube. I'm not interested.
Why not?
I don't know. I feel like there's other things I want to dedicate my brain power to.
Like what? Like making up words? Like making up ad spots?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you didn't make up any ad spots this morning, did you?
No, I did not. No, that's true. But you didn't solve a Rubik's Cube this morning, did you?
Well, I guess that's true. Hey, let me ask you something. What do you call a mountain that loves toilets?
Mount Flushmore.
Okay, that's better than what I was going to say.
Well, what were you going to... I'd love to know.
I was just going to call it Toilet Mountain.
Okay, that would that's not that's really dumb.
Yeah.
That's
Mount Flushmore is better.
Yeah, your son made that joke.
What?
Yeah.
I thought that was mine. I thought this you're starting to
We're getting there.
It's getting there.
We're getting
there. Yeah, you're really I feel like you have a method. I feel like you're using some
sort
of method.
You don't think this is random?
No, I don't. I'm starting to feel like that's not random. I'm starting to feel like you're doing this on purpose.
Huh. Uh-oh, I screwed it up.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
See?
You're too busy talking about things.
I was talking about things.
You know what Tracy Chapman used to talk about? A revolution.
She did?
Yep. She used to drive her fast car right into the revolution.
Uh-huh. You don't need a fast car.
I'm going to drive it into a revolution. I love that song.
Yeah.
Good song.
It is. Anyway, we're going to get there.
Man.
We really...
Here, hold it back up to the microphone a little closer. That way people can really hear this.
Okay, you hear that?
This is the sound effects portion. Man.
Yeah.
I bet people are loving this part.
Yeah. It's like ASMR.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What does that spell?
Asthma.
Oh, my God. One time I went to a doctor. He's like, what's wrong? I bent over. I'm like, check out my asthma.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, man, that is pretty bad.
Yeah.
He's like, I can hear the sounds.
I've had asthma my whole life.
Oh, my God. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. That's why they call you Wheezy Waiter.
Yeah. Have you had asthma your whole life?
I have.
Yeah.
I have. In fact, last night when we got home from seeing all the fireworks and the air was all smoky because of the fireworks, had to take a little asthma spray.
Okay.
Yeah, did you? Oh, you did it!
I solved it. Can you hear that?
You solved it!
Can you guys hear the colors? Can you hear them?
Well, they can certainly hear that you're no longer turning it.
Do me a favor. Drop some acid and you might be able to hear the colors.
Can I check this out?
Okay.
This is amazing. So basically what he did was he made each side a solid color, which is not... I did not expect that.
Oh, you didn't?
I thought they were all going to be mixed up.
No, that was what they were, and solving it is making all the colors.
Okay, every time that I've had one and it starts all mixed up, I move the stuff around, and then when I'm finished, it's all mixed up.
Yeah, but you don't think that you solved it when you do that, do you?
A little bit.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I'm like, done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Solved it. I wanted to put the colors in this place. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is impressive. So you had to watch a lot of YouTube videos to figure out how to do this.
I had to watch one YouTube video.
You had to memorize algorithms. It probably took you days to learn how to do this.
I kind of learned in one day, less than a day, but then I got better at it.
If you're so good at it, then how can I mess it up with one hand? Look at that. I'm messing it up with one hand.
You can mess up a lot of things with one hand that required skill to make.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like a car?
Like, yeah. Well,
okay,
like,
here.
Yeah.
Here, see if you can fix that. Look at that. I did that. I messed that up so much, you will never be able to fix that. Go ahead. Try. Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. All right. I will try to fix that. Okay.
There's no way he's going to do it.
I might need
I predict there is no way he's going to do it. Up, oh, time's up.
Oh, there was time? There was time?
Show us your progress.
Yep.
Yeah, see? You didn't do it.
No, I didn't.
I messed it up so much. All right, I'm going to give you another chance. And go.
All right.
Time's up.
Oh, my God. That was not enough time. Although some people can solve the whole thing in like double that time.
I'm going to give you a third chance. Ready? Go.
Okay.
Time's up.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's faster than the world record.
Well, all I'm saying is I gave you three chances and you couldn't do it.
Yeah, that's...
So this is what on YouTube, what they call a fail. I messed it up with one hand very quickly, and it's taken you an awful long time to try to fix it. Just show them where it is now.
Yeah.
I feel like you've made it worse than how I made it.
I feel like messing it up is a lot easier than solving it, I think.
I mean, to you, maybe. Why don't you just solve it?
There
just
are
solve it.
Billions of possibilities for the colors on here, but there's only one possibility where it's solved.
Will you just solve it, please? Just solve it quickly.
Okay.
Just solve it.
All right.
All right. I'll wait. Look, we have time. The podcast isn't over yet. We have a few more minutes. I'm going to put my hat back on so everybody can enjoy the visual of that on YouTube.
Yeah.
I got my In-N-Out hat on.
Yep.
I don't know why they call it In-N-Out, by the way, because if you've ever been to an In-N-Out burger,
mm-hmm.
it's more like in.
Yeah.
In.
Yeah.
In. And you repeat in for like 15 minutes until finally you get your food and then you go out.
Yeah, well, we discussed this earlier and I suggested that it means what the food does inside you.
Oh, you eat it, you put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
And then it comes out of your mouth.
Right.
It's a weird thing.
What? No, that's what all food does.
It comes out of your mouth?
Oh, no. Oh, you said comes out of your mouth? Sorry, I'm doing a Rubik's Cube.
I wasn't. You're not paying attention. We're making a podcast, and you're literally not.
Some food might come out of your mouth.
It is taking you so long to fix the thing that I messed up with, like, two little moves with one hand.
I'm basically starting over.
Well, I mean, which is weird, because I just did two little moves, and you could have just undid that move and undid the other move.
I didn't see what moves you did.
A real professional would have looked at it and gone, oh, I see. It's just these two moves. Click, done.
Guess what? I'm not a real professional. I would never claim to be.
All right. Okay.
Until I become one. Then I will.
Oh, yeah.
Then I will.
Then forget about it.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking this hat looks really good on me. I don't know why I went to all the trouble of getting a hair transplant when I could have just worn a hat.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell where my hairline is. I mean, I take this off and you're like, oh, sure, that's plenty of hair.
You get good acting gigs for...
For wearing the hat?
Yeah, while wearing that hat, you think like, say, McDonald's wanted you to do a commercial,
If I auditioned for a McDonald's commercial wearing this hat, they'd be like, this guy's got balls. We got to hire Mr. Balls.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. And that's how they'd refer to me the whole time on the shoot. They're like, hey, what's up, Mr. Balls?
So when they're doing auditions, they're looking for people with balls?
People with balls. Yeah.
That seems a little...
Absolutely.
That seems a little sexist. I'm not going to...
No, and that goes for women, too. That lady's got balls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, look at the balls on that lady.
Okay, all right,
It is taking you far too long to solve this.
I'm sorry.
I feel like it's taking you longer to solve the simply messed up Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
There it is. You finished it.
I solved it.
I feel like it took you longer than the first time when
you solved it
from scratch,
which is weird. I think it did.
Like, if I were just to do this...
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Oh no, how are you going to solve that?
Okay, well.
4 hours later.
No.
Okay,
no,
see, now that's what you should have done before.
But you did more than one turn last. You did like
all
three
right.
three or I'm four.
I'm
going to
give you that turn and that turn. Now, how are you going to solve that?
All right, we're going to go like that.
Okay,
yeah,
see, that's what you should have done before, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's how complicated this thing is. You don't know when you're just looking at it, like, this turn, that turn.
You should know. You should. I think I feel like a professional would be able to look at it and just know.
They probably would. I'm not a professional.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not getting paid to do that.
Here's the thing. Charlie took one of these apart. This is why he has a new one, because he took one apart. He pulled it all apart. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then I looked up online. I'm like, how to put back a Rubik's Cube when it's all apart? And the answer is you put it back together so that it's solid, like this. So it's solved.
Yeah.
So I tried to do that, and I couldn't get the pieces back in the right way.
Yeah.
Like, I kept trying.
You couldn't even cheat to solve it.
I couldn't even put it back together and have it make sense. Because there are always pieces that, like, well, this, how did this go on when the red has to be on the right side, but now it's on the left side, and it just didn't make any sense. And I tried. I'm like, buddy, this one's a goner.
Mm. Do you still have those pieces? I could probably put together right now on this podcast.
No, we threw it away.
Oh.
Threw it away. Speaking of, this is a goner. I had this mechanic that I'd go to, and when there'd be a part on my car that was like totally shot, he'd say, oof, this is a goner. And you know what I was thinking? Mechanics can say that, but veterinarians can't.
They can think it, though.
Yeah.
They can think it.
Yeah. In fact, mechanics can even say, oh, this puppy's a goner.
Yeah.
But if you bring a puppy to a veterinarian and the veterinarian goes, oh, this puppy's a goner, well, that's going to ruin your day.
Or if you bring a cat and they say, this puppy's a goner, they're a very bad veterinarian.
Yeah, you're right. Then they're like, don't you know the difference?
Yeah.
But that's just the, that's, in fact, a lot of people ask me, Greg, what's the difference between a veterinarian and a car mechanic?
Okay, yeah.
And I'm like, that's the only difference.
You don't even say what it is. You don't even say what you just said to me. You just say that's the only difference.
Yeah, that's correct.
What's the difference between a veterinarian and a mechanic?
That's the difference. That's the only difference.
What is? What is? The words? Yeah.
Okay, no, I do explain to them about the whole, this puppy's a goner.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
I think that applies to doctors as well.
Oh my God.
I don't think doctors can say this puppy's a goner or...
Yeah. Yeah.
Or anything.
No, like only that. Mechanics can get away with that. This puppy's a goner. And then you just have to replace a part. You're like, oh, geez, all right. You got to replace a part.
That's why it's better to be a mechanic, because you can say stuff like that.
Mechanics can say all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Like one time I went to a mechanic.
Yeah.
And he called me up. He goes, well, I got bad news. I'm like, oh, what's the problem? He goes, your cat died.
Uh-huh, okay.
Because mechanics can say that, but they're just talking about like a specific auto part.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, you're talking about my catalytic converter.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were being silly.
No, I wouldn't be silly about it. He says, your cat died.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, I'm sorry we had to lay your cat to rest.
Yeah.
We buried it in the pet cemetery.
Yep, it meowed no more.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, damn. That's really a shame.
That's weird that they buried your catalytic converter in
in a pet cemetery.
Yeah.
That is the commitment that my mechanic has
to this bit. Yeah. Okay. Wow. what a trooper your mechanic is.
He's a real trooper.
Oh,
he's a stormtrooper.
So he knew. Oh. He works for the Empire.
I guess. Okay. It's called Empire Auto.
Oh. Okay. You know, I think the Nazis had stormtroopers. So
I wish they did, because let me tell you something.
I think they called them stormtroopers.
Seriously,
I think they may have.
I wish they wore the same white armor, because that armor was useless. You could shoot right through that armor. They would wear this white armor, and then bam, you just shoot them and they're dead.
Yeah,
that armor did nothing.
Yep.
I think that it was just more of a costume.
But we've talked about this earlier as well. A lot of things we talk about on here, we talked about earlier.
Yeah, but on the podcast.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about
it on
the podcast.
No, we didn't talk about it on the podcast.
You have to ruin it for people that we've already talked about things.
I want them to know.
I feel like you're ruining things.
No, I want them to know. And I said, I believe that I said, I'm going to try to recreate the conversation.
Okay, go ahead.
I believe that I said when they made the armor, the world was different, and the rebels had not gotten a hold of blasters yet.
What all they have? Pebbles? Because that's like the only thing that the armor would protect you from, is if they just had like these little lightweight pebbles and they're throwing tiny little pebbles at you.
I think it's only blasters. Bink. I think they're only getting shot by blasters. Bink. That's the thing.
And then the little plastic armor that they're wearing just deflects the pebbles.
Used,
and they're like, ha ha,
and they
your pebbles
so much,
are no match for me.
They use so much of their resources going all in on the armor for the stormtroopers. Once they got blasters, they couldn't make new armor because they used all the armor rocks.
Man.
Whatever.
Well, they should have gone to Tracy Chapman's Armor Emporium.
Okay, what happens there? I didn't know she did armor as well.
I didn't know that either.
She's a busy woman.
She is so busy. Yeah. First of all, she's got to sing Fast Car and Talking About a Revolution every day, because people are always saying, hey, sing Fast Car, sing Talking About a Revolution. You know, they run into her in the street, and then she's got to pull out her guitar.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Do all musicians do that when...
Yeah, listen, you have to give the fans what they want. I mean, you've heard that before.
So every time, like, Mick Jagger's walking down the street...
And they're like, do Start Me Up.
Yeah.
And then he's... And he, like, pulls out his guitar.
Oh,
Starts playing. You know how Mick Jagger plays the guitar so well.
No, maybe he has to learn it for these situations.
He does. Yeah,
okay,
because you got to give the fans what they want.
Okay.
For instance, when I'm walking around, fans come up to me and they're like, oh my God, do cell phone crashing in the airport.
Yeah.
Then they get in my car. We drive to the airport.
Yeah.
I do some cell phone crashing for them.
Yeah.
And it takes hours.
Oh my God.
But I do it because you have to. You have to. It's your way of thanking the fans.
Right. I feel like that's overdoing it. I don't think they need that much.
Give us some lettuce news.
Oh my God. Right here at the end of this episode?
Yep.
Okay.
Quickly. We only have a few seconds left.
Well, I have to look it up. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have 8 seconds left.
You know what? Let's, why don't we just extend it?
Nope.
Let's extend it a little bit.
I don't think
please,
so.
Because I got to look it up. So we're going to extend the time.
That's the end of this episode of Two Guys Talking About lettuce. My name is Greg Benson.
11,000 pounds of romaine lettuce recalled over deer feces.
And that was Craig Benzine. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We love you.
Love you.
In a creepy way.
In a creepy way. I'm talking about lettuce. I'm talking